welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Hey, Mark.
Hi, Mike.
You know, knee osteoarthritis is incredibly common. I think I'm getting a little bit myself. How we treat that is controversial. Evidence-based approaches for the treatment of knee osteoarthritis includes non-pharmacologic treatments and pharmacologic and surgical, all of them looking for outcomes that include the relief of pain and perhaps the improvement of joint function. And perhaps the last category is, if we can't improve pain or improve joint function, can we at least modify risk factors so that the disease doesn't progress? There's absolutely no shortage of treatments that have been shown to be ineffective or lack data on effectiveness, you know, that range from shoe insoles to opioids to platelet-rich plasma injections and glucosamine and chondroitin and a host of nutritional supplements and TENS and acupuncture. The history of steroids and how they're used is very interesting. I will spare listeners a boring historical account, but they date back to 1954 when Hollander compared hydrocortisone to other injectables and showed that they actually had some benefit. Then came concerns about cartilage safety and the suggestion that we need to severely limit the number of joint injections. Sometime not very long ago, people were getting these injections weekly. You found a poem, it was in the journal JAMA in 2017, volume 317, and it starts on page 1967. The clinical question that the article asks is, do intra-articular corticosteroid injections improve pain and function and decrease cartilage loss in adults with osteoarthritis of the knee? Mark, what did they find?
Yeah, this is a really interesting area, and we reviewed this a little while ago in looking at the Cochrane Review, and there was a Cochrane Review published that had 27 randomized trials of intra-articular steroids for knee osteoarthritis. Of those, 26 were felt to be at high risk of bias. Overall, they did find some improvement in pain and function, mostly short-term, mostly in the first week or two after the injection, and then it kind of wore off. Obviously, studies that are high risk of bias, it's often because they didn't do a very good job of concealing the intervention from the patient, so they knew they were perhaps getting an injection, or they didn't have a sham injection. The one low risk of bias study that was previously done and was in the Cochrane Review actually found no benefit. So this was something that was really needing a good quality study. So for this current study, they found 140 adults. They were all 45 and older with knee osteoarthritis. They randomized them to either an ultrasound-guided intra-articular triamcinolone injection, 40 milligrams, or a saline injection, and they did that every 3 months for 2 years. So that's kind of a lot of injections. I mean, based on the Cochrane Review, I had, you know, if a patient wants to get a knee injection for steroids, I'm not opposed to it, but I typically wouldn't give four in a year. But anyway, that's what they did every 3 months. And everyone was masked to the group assignment. It was a well-designed study. They looked at pain. They looked at function. And they also did MRI throughout the study to look at changes in the volume of the knee cartilage. Overall, they had really good adherence and follow-up. 95% of the patients stuck with it for 2 years. In the end, they found that the pain and function scores didn't differ significantly between the two groups. What they did see was on the MRI, the rate of cartilage loss and damage was significantly greater in the triamcinolone treatment group. There weren't any serious adverse events in either group. So bottom line, this really well-done study found that these regular every 3 months steroid injections didn't have any benefits, and there was a potential harm. It's kind of a disease-oriented outcome, you know, cartilage volume, but certainly having knee osteoarthritis myself, I certainly would like all the cartilage volume I can have. So I thought this was interesting and kind of is a bit of a game changer, I think, in terms of what we should be recommending for patients with knee osteoarthritis. I think it really will make me re-examine that conventional recommendation for selected patients of steroid injections.
Good poem. Thanks for sharing that with us.
All right, Mike. Talk to you next week.